Tonight on Top 10 Talks, we'll be hosting the one and only famous comedians, Lily and Sky. Later, we will be meeting in with Selena Gomez, Zoe Hines, and Jen. After that, we have a surprise visit by Happy Campers with Shelby and Anna. Now, let's all give a big warm welcome to our host, Misha Tonky Monkey.
Woo! Hello, hello! It's great to see you all tonight. I'm your host, Misha Tonky Monkey, who's ready for some Top 10 Talk. We've got comedians, celebrities, performers, all for you tonight. But first, let me get a holla for our sound engineer and DJ. DJ killing it, KC. Wow. And our director, who actually featured in Hamilton, here with us tonight, Sydney. Okay, so first off, we've got the one and only comedians for the night, Lily and Sky. Woo!
What do you call a made-up color? A pigment of your imagination.
Have you tried eating a clock? It's very time-consuming.
Have you been climbing? Well, I would if I was bolder.
What do you call a belt made of watches? A waste of time.
Oh. Oh man, you comedians, you're making my stomach just like get so tight from laughing so hard. Alrighty, well up next we have our next guest, the one, the only, Selena Gomez!
Yes, oh my God, Selena's coming in! I'm so excited!
I love you, Selena!
Alright, calm down, folks. Alright, Selena, it's nice to see you. I know that you just came out with your recent album, Bad Liar.
Yep.
Yes, that one just came out. Let's talk about that album. How did you come up with the name for your latest album?
When I was in kindergarten, I would always steal stuff from the other kids, and then the teacher would be like, did you take it? And I would always lie, and that happened every day. So then when I got into middle school, everyone always called me Bad Liar.
Oh, interesting. So is this like something, you know, that went on all throughout your life? You just were like the bad liar.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Reputation.
I have another question. I know a lot of fans have been wondering, do you still have Bieber fever?
Yes.
Oh! Whoa, plot twist. Bieber, I don't know if you heard that one, but Selena's got Bieber fever. Yeah. All right, and just to end things off, what's the best piece of advice you'd like to give to our fans?
Always work harder and be yourself and never stop trying and you'll, like, dreams.
Dreams.
Follow your dreams.
All right. Yeah. Selena, thank you for coming tonight. All righty. Up next, we have the one, the only, Zoe Hines, the author of the best-selling novel from the New York Times list. For a record of 48 weeks, she was number one. The title called Tommy, the Forgotten Camper. Welcome, Zoe Hines, everybody! Woo-hoo! Hello, Zoe. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good, good. We're so happy to have you today. That's Tommy. I'm a little worried about him, so I'm glad you're here. I want to hear more about this. How did you come up with the idea of Tommy, the Forgotten Camper?
Well, how I came up with it was, I wondered why, you couldn't, weren't allowed to, like, bring cell phones into the camp, and why, counselors would keep disappearing at times.
Oh, interesting. Yes, because I remember the story started off with you talking about, you know, how kids aren't allowed to bring phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great opening. I loved it. What's your favorite line in the story?
My favorite line is, when he says he's never had cake before.
He's never had cake before. That was a good part. What was happening during that part? Do you remember?
The counselor forced him to eat cake.
Oh, yeah. That happens pretty never often at camp, right? All right, and the one thing that I know everybody in the audience is wondering, is there going to be a sequel?
Yes.
Yes! I cannot wait for that one. All right, Zoe, well, I don't want to keep you from working on that sequel, but come back soon. I want to hear all about the next one. It's nice seeing you tonight.
Great.
Woo! Okay, and now we have a real surprise for you guys tonight. We have the one, the only, Jen, the animal interpreter with her animal, Sky the Squirrel. Everybody give some snaps for that one. Okay, so now we've got some questions from the audience for Sky the Squirrel and her interpreter, Jen. So, Squirrel, are you a friend of dogs?
Squeak, 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 squeak.
No, not at all.
Huh. Okay, Squirrel, what's your favorite place on Camp Mishitonki?
Squeak.
There's this tree that's really close to the treehouse. It's about 100 feet tall. It has this really great branch that goes out, reaches about 30 feet over the water. I like to go down to the very end of that where I built my nest. And actually, I like to go to the branch above my nest and peek out over the water and watch what's going on.
Wow, Jen, you really interpreted a lot from that one squeak there.
You know, it's really amazing. Squirrel language is one of the most fascinating languages in the world.
Huh. How long have you been studying this squirrel language?
Most of my life, believe it or not.
Wow, give it up, Jen. Yeah. Give it up for Jen. All right. And our fans have one more final question for Squirrel, Sky the Squirrel. Are you nuts?
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, 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 squeaker.
Yes.
Squeak. Oh, interesting. All right. Well, that was Sky the Squirrel. And Jen, the interpreter, the squirrel interpreter. All right, friends. We've got one more for you on the Top Tens Talk. Tonight, we have the special musical guest, the Happy Campers, featuring the duo Anna and Shelby. Take it away, Happy Campers. Tonight on the Top 10 Talk. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Come to Top 10's pencil shop. The world is filled with dull pencils. We'll help you choose the right one to keep you sharp in school. Buy our pencils.
A quick message from Vicky's Water Company. Thirsty? Grab some water and drink it.